Late last month, Cuba's communist government began facing an unusually broad movement demanding more free speech and expression. It was led by the island's artists. The regime is refusing so far to negotiate with the movement's leaders, and it's even detained some of them. But Tim Padgett of member station WLRN in Miami reports the artists may have galvanized enough public support from ordinary Cuban citizens and the world outside Cuba to make reform possible.
These are artists protesting in front of Cuba's Ministry of Culture last month in Havana. They were denouncing the conviction of dissident rapper Denis Solis. He'd just been sentenced to 8 months in prison for contempt because he posted a video of Cuban police entering his home without a warrant. The demonstration, led by an artist group called the San Isidro Movement, alarmed Cuba's communist regime because it drew hundreds of supporters, including celebrities like movie star Luis Perugorría. And at first, this was the result. The artist announced Cuban officials had agreed to a dialogue about free speech and expression. But the regime has since backed away and now condemns the artists, per usual, as puppets of the U.S. and Cuban exiles in Miami. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel calls their protests an imperial show orchestrated by the Trump administration. Still, instead of being crushed, the artists' push for free expression is resonating strongly in and outside Cuba. That's prompting many to ask, could this lead to some measure of human rights reform there?
I'm cynical, but also very hopeful.
Ruben Rojas is a Miami-Dade College English professor. He heads the nonprofit Other Oceans, which builds social and cultural bridges between the U.S. and Cuba. He's in touch with many Cuban artists, including protest leader Luis Manuel Otero, who until December 3rd was detained by Cuban authorities.
They say this will not stop. This movement has been one of the biggest of my recollection right now. It's a different time in history. Cubans have internet now. They're communicating.
Rojas says one of the artists' more immediate reform demands is the repeal of Decree 349. That law was enacted 2 years ago, and it requires Cuba's artists to get official permission for just about every paint stroke, song chord, and script sentence they create. But the artists insist this is about more than tight regime control over them. Tanya Bruguera is a leading Cuban installation and performance artist and a leading artist dissident. She once dressed in public as a Santeria god known for haunting people on their birthdays if they failed to keep their promises. And she did it on the birthday of Cuba's then-dictator Fidel Castro. So when the artist's outcry began last month, Bruguera told me, Cuban police kept her from leaving her home for more than a week. And she was put under house arrest again on December 6th.
It was a sign that this campaign scares the government more than others it's faced.
Even so, Bruguera is helping lead that campaign, which is also known as N27 after their big November 27th demonstration. She believes it will last because ordinary non-artist Cubans are connecting with an artist movement in ways they hadn't before.
Thanks to social media access Cubans have today, they see this isn't just about art. It's about rights abuses they face too. They can get arrested just for complaining about long food lines.
Restraining an artist is like literally filling their tank with rocket fuel.
Award-winning Miami playwright Carmen Pelaez is a Cuban-American and a friend of Bruguera's. She feels it's not surprising Cuban artists are at the vanguard of this uncommonly potent challenge to the regime. After all, Pelaez says, Cuba's original independence hero, José Martí, was foremost a poet.
He gives the people a better story, and he shows them how to make it a reality. The Cuban artists have made the brave space a safer space to be now.
Still, Ruben Rojas of Other Oceans says the Cuban regime is just as determined to control that Cuban story these days. Rojas points out Cuba's artists had actually experienced fewer restrictions over the past few decades. But because the regime has had to give Cubans more economic freedoms in recent years, he says it has cracked down on artistic freedom again as a way to keep Cubans from getting too bold.
Because they loosened these screws on part of their system and their rules, they had to grab control of the Cuban Revolution's narrative. And who has a narrative more than artists?
And for the moment, those Cuban artists have the stage. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.